John chapter 20, verse 19. So when it was the evening on that same day, the first day of the week, though the disciples were meeting behind barred doors for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them. John chapter 20, verse 19. He said, "Peace to you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And when the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with great joy. And when Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you as my representatives in the world." And when he had said this, he breathed on them. It is like a breathing exercise, very remarkable passage of scripture. He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. And if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven because of their faith. And if you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained or held back to you." Gosh, it's such a remarkable passage of scripture. I think that I could spend a substantial amount of time on it. I want to just introduce a couple of the concepts, because this is a little discussion, almost the first conversation Jesus has with his disciples after his resurrection. And by the time we get to Peter being called off the boat, it's the third encounter that Jesus has with his disciples after his resurrection. Yes, good morning, Cedar in Georgia. I love that part of the world and grateful to start doing something there with you all. And so a couple of things Jesus says to his disciples to set them on the road of living a spirit-filled life. So this passage of scripture is a kind of training exercise, a breathing exercise on how to live in the spirit. There's a rhythm, like a breath to living in the spirit. And he starts them off by saying, "Peace be with you." And he repeats that idea two or three times. And I think it's incredibly important that before we step out in faith, we have peace. And the first part of this conversation on how we navigate our journey towards a spirit-filled life, next 50 days, a spirit-filled life is you've got to have peace. You've got to protect peace, function in peace, never step out of peace. You know, some things are permissible, the Bible says, but not beneficial. In other words, I'm allowed to do it, but it's probably not good for me. And so there's something about that. Living a spirit-led life says, well, it's not about what I'm allowed to do anymore, whether it's acceptable or not, but it's about whether it's good for me and whether it's healthy for me and whether it is spiritual for me. And so Jesus starts his conversation by saying, you've got to live in peace. You've got to get rid of this fear and this anxiety and locking yourself away and barring yourself up. That was the context. Remember, they were sort of huddled in a holy huddle and they didn't really want to get out and about and they didn't want to represent Christ in the world just yet. They seemed very intimidated. And Jesus was at pains to say to them, well, you know, you can't live a life like that. So this morning, I want to say peace to you. I want to invite the Holy Spirit to place us on a platform of peace. Because everything else that's going to happen in our lives after that is going to be fulfilled in peace. And to be honest, we don't want something that doesn't bring the peace of God with it and doesn't keep the peace of God in our hearts. And so that was the first idea Jesus introduces. And it's an idea that stays all the way to the day of Pentecost. And then the second idea introduces is this idea of living with purpose, representing God on the earth. You know, it's not a big, heavy burden. You don't have to become a preacher or you don't have to be a missionary somewhere to represent. You're already representing yourself. You're already representing your family. You're already representing your surname. You know, you're representing your people. Absolutely. You're already doing that. So it's not sort of some new foreign idea that you've got to worry about. You're already representing. So now you've got to add to that a more important representation purpose. You represent the kingdom of God and you represent the surname of Christian. You represent the godly or the Christian way of doing a thing. And so Jesus introduces this idea and it really has this sense to it that why would you need anything from heaven if you aren't going to have heaven represent on earth? You don't need it, you know. So a lot of Christians, I think, sometimes pleading for something from heaven, no plan what to do.